This is St. Louis Public Radio. Poet Hakeem Arabouti founded the Chicago publishing house Third World Press in 1967. He was a major figure in the Black arts movement of the 60s and 70s and has co-founded schools that focus on African American culture. Renowned jazz flutist and bandleader Nicole Mitchell met Marabouti when she volunteered at Third World Press more than 20 years ago. He became her mentor. Mitchell later set some of his poems to music. They've never performed the material outside of Chicago until Saturday, when they'll play a new Music Circle concert at St. Louis University. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin spoke with them. He asked Nicole Mitchell how the project came to be.
I've been very blessed in my music career where people often commission me to make whatever I want. And they say, what do you want to do? We just want you to make some music. And that was the case with this. It was a way to create another platform for the poems so the people that may not get across to the book to have an entryway into his work.
We came by backseat Greyhounds and special trains. Up south came us. Become a part of the pot that was supposed to melt. It did, and we burned. And we burned into something new and different and unknown. We acquired a new ethic, a new morality, a new history. And we lost much. We lost that was. We became Americans.
The best. Haki, I think so much of your poetry is designed right on the page to engage with the reader very directly.
Yes.
What kind of a new life or energy does it bring to that relationship when you're on a stage actually performing it for people?
Well, I think that anytime you put poetry in an environment with music, it works better. And you see the genius of this young composer, as I've been doing this work for over 50 years, and she's been doing it now for over 25 years. It's a collaboration, I think, that does work, and an intergenerational collaboration that works. And I've always believed that if indeed this country is going to experience greatness, it will come from the new generation.
Into the 60s, a word was born, black. And with black came poets. And from the poets' ballpoints came black, double black, purple black, blue black. Ben Black was black day before yesterday. Blacker than black, ultra black, super black.
Haki talks like a saxophone solo, you know? I mean, he talks like he has kind of a rapid-fire pace.
Long before you set his poems to music, you met Hakeem Arabouti back when you volunteered at Third World Press in your college days. What did you learn in that time?
To see someone really making a commitment to the Black community, employing people, creating institutions that could have longevity and make a difference. A lot of us will sit around and complain about things not being right, but actually get your hands dirty and make stuff happen. That's what Haki is about, and that's what I think I've gained the most from seeing him in action. I think people are pricking their ears and they want to hear something different, and they're opening up and not being so limited as they were before. We're kind of in a crisis of imagination right now. There's a sense of end. You know, there's a sense of this isn't working. We have to do something different. That idea of imagination is one of the most important resources we have.
Demanding fairness in a new world are the poets and their poems. Poetry is a wellspring of tradition, the bleeding connector to yesterdays and the free passport to futures. Poems bind people to language, link generations to each other, and introduce cultures to cultures.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaking with musician Nicole Mitchell and poet Hakeem Arabouti.